Good Tuesday morning, everyone. This is Dave Dickey with the Mid-Morning Commodity Market Report. Let's go ahead and see how futures are currently trading. Hard red winter May wheat is 670 up 4. July, 661 and 3 quarters up 4 and 3 quarters. Soft May wheat, 601 and 3 quarters up 5 and a half. July, 606 up 5 and a half. March corn, 447 and a half, up 2 and a half, now 2 and a quarter, now 2. July, 457 and a half, up 2 and a half. December, 462 and a half, up 2 and 3 quarters. March soybeans, 1357 and 3 quarters, up 20 and a quarter. July, 1325 and a quarter, up 17 and 3 quarters. November, 1138 and 3 quarters, up 8 and a quarter. March soybean meal, $4.56, up $6. March soybean oil, $40, up 85 cents. February live cattle, $143.37.5, up 77.5. March feeder cattle, $171.15, up 67.5. April lean hogs, $97.27.5, and they are up 110. Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Wayne Nelson of L&M Commodities out of New Market, Indiana. Good morning, Wayne.
Good morning, Dave.
Oh, the soybeans continue to rise.
Yes, they do. You know, a little talk of some polar vortex coming in and the bean meal pricing. I think what we all need to look at is that March meal and up about $6 here this morning. That is really the impetus behind this bean meal or bean market today.
So, is 460 March out of the not out of the question then?
You know, after we saw things set back and we thought we made the highs and we had the cash people that we thought they'd covered stuff, we thought it was way out of the reasonable aspects of things, and here we are up another $6 today. So, we won't say no to it. We'll just say that we would think that some of this cash pricing should be getting done here relatively soon.
Should November be coming along for the ride in the beans more than it has?
Well, you know, probably not. We're looking here Thursday, the USD Outlook meeting, and we look for some big acreage, and we look for some, they always use trend line yield, so there's going to be a big number thrown at us Thursday. Now, we all know that, though, going into this,
right,
and we're still creeping on up, so you know, you have to wonder what's really going on in the thoughts and minds of some of these traders. And I'm maybe not on the same page as some of them, you know.
Okay.
So, you know, I've turned the pages slowly here, not as fast as I should.
Well, lack of it probably is, where are the Chinese cancellations?
That is the big deal, and that's why we hung on till here. That's why the meal is surging like it is, because everybody thought by now we would start to see Chinese cancellations, and they thought they'd have a better chance to price the futures. They'd set the basis early, and then they were waiting to set the futures price, thinking we'd be down by now. And it's not. It's caused some panic buying in here and because of that.
Turn our attention to corn. What are your thoughts there today?
Well, you know, the corn's along for the ride. It's getting a little spiffy here and now. I think that, you know, the 65 to 70 range is probably a good place if you haven't got much fall corn sold. You know, there's a lot of them are saying 70 should hold it very tight, but if we do break through 75, it can go on a little higher. You know, so it is the technicals that seem to be ruling, but if you take beans back to unchanged, corn's going to be negative on the day.
So, yeah, it looks like we went through 60. Now we're 63 at the high today. A lot of people are in that 70 to 75 camp. And if we get there, what kind of marketings would you recommend?
Well, I think basically depending on where you're at now or whatever, but, you know, I would probably be selling at least another 20% there. You know, and maybe scale in and be up more than, you know, add more than that later if we haven't. Because, you know, we've made some sales, a little less than that, and we'd sure like to average up.
So after we get through this week's Outlook meeting in Virginia, the next big thing, I suppose, there are two things. We'd have a March WASDE, and then we'd have planted intentions at the end of the month. How much do you feel as though either of those reports can can significantly alter these big acres that we have coming at us at the end of the week?
You know, it's going to be awfully hard. I mean, you know, of course, we left the carryout the same on the last report, some thinking that it should have went down, and there's, you know, talk that the USDA was just going to say that's their baseline for what the carryout's going to be or what it is for right now. They're going to sort of protect that with some of the other numbers. I think it's going to be, number one, if we start to see Chinese cancellations, if they continue to take the U.S. beans. I think that is the biggest part. And, of course, it's going to be looking at how the shipments will move out of Brazil and how the Brazilian crop continues to go.
Is 150 the new 120?
Well, I didn't know that it was, but it seems like that's the way the government is reacting with these reports for right now.
Yeah, we need to reference what we're talking about. We're talking about ending stocks for soybeans. It used to be 120 was the pipeline supply, and USDA wouldn't go below that number, but now it seems as though it might be 150?
That's sure the talk of the industry. That's sure the talk of the way they looked at things. That's why it was so surprising when they didn't drop that number. That we've been able to rally out here with these beans.
And turn our attention to the wheat market. Carry out dropped. Exports is rising. But the exports are, as in the soybeans, are being offset somewhat, yes?
Well, I think, you know, we had the cold weather. We've had a little bit. We think there's, you know, the winter kill is sort of hanging over our heads as to what it is or what it may or may not be. But, you know, we were world competitive, and we are coming along up with the other grains. It's playing along with it here. But we'd have to be a little bit careful here above $6 on the July wheat as to how long we want to get.
We need to know how much pizza and pasta and bread is being eaten in the quarter.
There you go.
What else are you keeping an eye on?
Well, I mean, you know, the crude oil's up $1.21 here today. That, of course, you know, breaking through the dollar mark and up 101.50 today. That's a big deal that we're watching there too, because that keeps the ethanol pumping along and keeps that going along to help your corn market, Dave. So that's a very big deal. The dollar being down again today, that also, you know, looks into our exports and how it goes. I know they say it doesn't coordinate, but sure seems to, whether we're competitive or not, is how the dollar goes.
What's been an amazing ride to watch for me has been actually the live cattle feeder and lean hog markets. There just doesn't seem to be any top to these markets.
It has seemed just about unbelievable. I know that Friday, as we talked to John Odie, he was thinking we'll have a pent-up demand for beef beef and pork when we start the grilling season. But he says, how long into the grilling season do they not look at a $4 difference between beef, pork, and chicken? What do we continue to grill out the next weekend? Mm-hmm. So, you know, but it has been, it's been a wonderful little ride here. The only problem is, it seems like cattle feeders are bidding up those feeders just about too much to make the extra money they should be making up that they lost over the last few years.
And it also begins to, you really got to begin to think about whether that corn residual number is correct or not with these kind of feeder prices.
Yeah.
And I just do not have an answer for you.
The answer is, I'm not sure either.
Thank you much, Wayne. Have a good day.
Bye.
Wayne Nelson of L&M Commodities, and he is in New Market, Indiana. Let's look at the current tick in the marketplace. Hard red winter May wheat is 670 and three quarters, up 4 3/4. Soft May, 602.5, up 6 1/4. March corn, 447 3/4, up 2.5. December, 462.5, up 2 3/4. March soybeans, 1356 1/4, up 18 3/4. November, 1137 3/4, up 7 1/4. March soybean meal, 455.50, up 5.50. March soybean oil, 40.02, up 87. February live cattle, 143.45, up 85. March feeders, 171.15, up 67.5. April lean hogs, 97.35, up 117.5. Tickets going quickly for the all-day Ag Outlook meeting. If you haven't yet purchased yours, you might want to give a call, 217-333-7300. The cost is $30, March 4th at the Beef House in Covington, Indiana. You're listening to Illinois Public Media, WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM HD3 Urbana. It's now 10 o'clock Central Time.